Balance confidence, finding the middle ground. Confidence is a big deal, but having too much or too little can cause problems. Let's look at 7 factors to balance it out. Overconfidence, this happens when we're more sure of ourselves than we should be. It's super common and can lead to other mistakes in thinking, like sticking too much to one idea or thinking something is more likely than it is. Being too confident can mess with how well we do things, making us lazy or even making us brag embarrassingly. For kids, being pushed to be too confident can make them scared to try new things because they're afraid of failing. And when lots of people are overconfident together, it can lead to big disasters, like the financial crisis in 2008. Underconfidence, on the other hand, not having enough confidence means we miss out on stuff. Like, some kids might not even try to go to college because they don't think they'll get in, even if they're totally capable. Or maybe someone good at writing won't even give it a shot because they think they're bad at it. Underconfidence is common, especially when we're trying to do something tough and rare, and we think everyone else is better at it than us. Adjust your confidence level according to the circumstances, relying on facts, evidence, competence, and a readiness to abandon any illusions. Evaluate these 7 factors carefully. First, being open to being wrong. When considering your beliefs, think about ways they might be mistaken. People often only look for evidence that supports what they already think, which can lead them to ignore important information. They also tend to believe their ideas are true, even if they haven't proven them. To combat this, try to find evidence against your beliefs. People usually trust their beliefs too much, even when they're wrong. Even if they find out they were mistaken, they might still have confidence in their new beliefs. Question your beliefs by considering how you could be mistaken. Help others by encouraging them to think about how they might be wrong too. Welcome disagreements as opportunities for growth and include different perspectives. Instead of aiming for total agreement, consider the average of various opinions. Second, improve predictions with probabilistic thinking. Every choice we make is based on guessing what might happen. Instead of trying to pinpoint one outcome, it's helpful to think about a range of possibilities and how likely they are. This means considering the chances of different outcomes within that range. It's important to weigh the costs and benefits of being too optimistic or too pessimistic when making decisions. Often, people think unlikely events are more probable than they are, and they underestimate the likelihood of more common events. This is why things like buying insurance or gambling are popular, even though the odds are usually against us. To get better at predicting, it can help to ask others what they think might happen and how confident they are in their prediction. This works best with people who know how to understand and measure uncertainty. Thinking about what happened in similar situations before can also give us a better idea of what might happen this time. By considering different possibilities and learning from the past, we can make better guesses and, as a result, better decisions. Third, calculate expected value and decision-making. To find the expected value of something risky, multiply the value of each possible outcome by its chance of happening. This gives you an idea of what you can expect to gain or lose on average if you take the risk. To decide whether it's worth it, subtract the expected cost from the expected value. When doing this, it's important to base your calculations on facts and evidence, not wishful thinking. Don't let your desires influence your estimate of how likely something is to happen. Optimism might make you feel more confident, but it doesn't necessarily increase your chances of success. On the other hand, being too pessimistic can make you overly cautious and lead to missed opportunities. Stay realistic about the potential outcomes and how likely they are. This will help you make informed decisions and avoid unnecessary risks or missed opportunities. Optimize decision-making. As an entrepreneur, for example, it's crucial to balance optimism with realism. While it's essential to stay positive for investors and your team, it's also important not to overestimate success chances. Even if the odds are slim, if the potential payoff is significant, the project might still be worth pursuing. When setting ambitious goals, it's vital to find the right balance. Stretch goals can motivate, but setting unattainable targets can lead to demotivation and even dishonesty. Alongside considering expected value, it's essential to factor in expected utility. People tend to fear losses more than they value gains, often avoiding risks even if the potential gain outweighs the risk. To optimize decision-making, calculate the expected value of outcomes and document it. This helps refine your ability to assess expected value and allows for comparison with actual outcomes. It also aids in convincing stakeholders of the worthiness of endeavors and provides a reference point for future discussions, regardless of the outcome. Fourth, performance definition and measurement. To understand how well we're doing, we need to look beyond just the outcomes. If we only focus on results, we might reward luck instead of smart risks. It's important to encourage our team to take chances when the odds are in our favor. Even if things don't go as planned, we should recognize and learn from what we call well-intentioned failure. One way to make better decisions is by calculating expected values. This helps us figure out if a risk is worth taking. After we've made decisions, it's crucial to review how things turned out. This helps us improve for next time. It's not just about money. How people feel matters too. People like hearing good news more than bad news. But this preference can make us too optimistic about risks. To stay balanced, we need to seek the truth. We should especially pay attention when reliable information contradicts what we believe. Make informed choices. When you have a decision to make, don't just think about whether you should do it or not. Instead, look at your options and figure out which one is better. To do this, you can calculate what's likely to happen if you stick to your current plan and compare it with what could happen if you choose a different path. This way, you can pick the option that's most likely to lead to a positive outcome. By comparing the expected values of different choices, you can make smarter decisions. Instead of just saying yes or no to one option, think about which option is better overall. Fifth, improve project success with premortems and backcasting. Analyzing what went wrong after a project fails is helpful, but it's even better to think ahead and imagine what could cause a project to fail before it even starts. This is called a premortem. Also, envisioning the steps needed to achieve a goal and working backward from there, known as backcasting, increases your chances of success. It's smart to consider both the chances of success and failure. When estimating these, the total should always add up to 100%. It's a good idea to have different teams do the premortem and backcast, and then collaborate to finalize the plan. Sometimes, people are too optimistic about how quickly they can finish something. This is called the planning fallacy. To avoid it, break tasks into smaller parts and think about what might go wrong with each part. Incentives can sometimes make people overly confident. When bidding for a project, be clear about how you'll handle uncertainty. When choosing a bidder, keep in mind that the most confident one might not always be the best choice. Sixth, gain insight through others' perspectives. Naive realism means thinking that anyone who disagrees with you is either dumb or bad. However, considering other people's viewpoints helps you understand where your ideas might be. It's smart to listen to people who don't agree with you and hear their reasons. For instance, if someone wants to sell a stock at a certain price, it probably means they think it's a good deal at that price. So, it's worth thinking about what they know that you might not, or the other way around. Another helpful thing is to use the wisdom of a group. When a bunch of people, each with their knowledge, share their thoughts, their overall view is often better than any one person's. You can even do this with yourself, make an estimate, then do it again and average the two numbers to get a better guess. Seventh, developing confidence and leadership. When you're tackling a task, comparing yourself to others, or deciding what's right, it's important to have confidence. There are three main types: believing you can do something, knowing where you stand compared to others, and trusting your judgment. But don't let overconfidence cloud your judgment. Take time to analyze the situation, considering different outcomes and their costs and benefits. It's also crucial to listen to others' perspectives. As a leader, it's okay to have doubts, but don't share every single one. People tend to follow leaders who show confidence. Finding the right balance of confidence can help you succeed. It not only makes you a better leader but also helps you persuade others. Find balance in confidence and decision-making. Confidence is valuable in boosting your influence and social standing, but it can also be used to deceive. Before trusting someone's confidence, check if their claims are true or false. You can even propose a bet to test their certainty. Being overly sure of something without evidence can harm your credibility. Stay informed and speak confidently about the likelihood of outcomes. Learn from your past judgments without dwelling on regrets. Aim for a balance between being too confident and not confident enough. Key points. 1. Balance confidence by welcoming disagreements, questioning beliefs, and seeking evidence against them. 2. Improve decision-making by considering a range of possibilities and their likelihood through probabilistic thinking. 3. Calculate expected value to make informed choices, balancing optimism with realism to avoid unnecessary risks. 4. Enhance project success by conducting premortems and backcasting, considering both failure and success factors. 5. Gain insight through diverse perspectives, recognizing the value of listening to others and using collective wisdom. 6. Develop confidence as a leader by balancing self-belief with judgment, staying informed, and being open to feedback. 7. Find balance in confidence and decision-making by avoiding overconfidence, staying humble, and learning from past experiences.